Hello and welcome to the EFL Podblog with Chris and Sue.
Hi Sue.
Hi there, Chris.
We've just done, there are podcasts on the site about the food that we miss from the UK and some of these substitutes that we can use. But what I'd like to ask you today is, you're from Derby in the middle of the UK, mm-hmm. in the middle of England. Mm-hmm. Not far from Birmingham, Nottingham,
etc. Yes, in fact, it's called the East Midlands.
The East Midlands, okay. If they had an airport, they could name it after that, couldn't they?
I hear it. That's a very good idea.
So, what I'd like to ask you is, what about the specialities, the food and, you know, the cuisine of Derbyshire? Mm,
well, this is a bit tricky, really, because there are not so many, but one that's very well known, it's called a Bakewell tart.
What is a Bakewell tart?
First of all, it comes from a village called Bakewell. So that's, you know, pretty obvious name.
I should have known.
You should have known that. And it's a tart. It's like a cake. It's a dessert. Mm-hmm. And it's what I would call, it's a shallow tart.
Okay. I know shallow tarts.
Yes. And it has a bit of jam inside.
Okay.
And it has a kind of icing topping.
Okay.
And it always usually has like a cherry on the top.
Right. What's the flavour of this shallow tart?
I'm not very good with these. Is it like almonds or something?
I think it is,
almond.
Yeah.
It's a very well-known tart. Mm-hmm. But I must admit, I haven't eaten it very often.
Okay.
This is why I'm a bit hesitant about it. But it's everywhere. It's everywhere. But it's not, you know, it's not my favourite. But it's a very very traditional tart.
Would you say it was exceedingly good?
Oh, well, that's a catchphrase from a long time ago. Yes, it used to be sold by Mr. Kipling, was it? To have a bakery factory.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's the Bakewell tart.
Right. So I want you to just give me five of the specialities.
No, you're really pushing me here. So, but Bakewell tart, Stilton cheese.
Okay.
Are you going to accept that?
It's East Midlands.
East Midlands.
Yeah.
Okay. And also the.
Tell me about Stilton cheese.
Well, Stilton cheese. It's a creamy cow's cheese. Often eaten at Christmas.
Right.
Has some green mould in it.
Okay, so it's a veined cheese.
Thank you for being... Yeah,
it's a blue cheese.
It's a blue cheese.
Yeah.
But it's very creamy in a way.
I like
it. It's very, very, very nice indeed.
It's quite crumbly as well, isn't it?
Yes, it can be. It can be. That's true. And the other specialty from Derbyshire is the green cheese. Derbyshire sage.
Okay, which has a taste of sage, I guess.
Sage, yes, because sage is a herb.
Yes.
And it's a similar thing. It's a veined green cheese, but very, very green.
Yeah.
I really like that. In terms of drinks, Derby is very near a town called Burton-on-Trent that has a lot of beer and Bass beer.
Ah, and there's also Marston's.
Marston's, very popular. Yeah. I like Marston's.
Me too.
I like Marston's, that type of beer. And then it's not really a speciality, but of course the fish and chips, but in the north we have fish and chips and mushy peas. These bright green peas.
Just don't tell me you put gravy on these chips.
Oh, they have gravy too.
Oh my word.
They have gravy too, but that's a northern thing.
It's a sacrilege.
Yes.
To chips.
Well, not if you live in the north, it's not, or in the Midlands. No.
Okay. Well, thank you. I mean, you had a bit of a problem reeling off these specialities, so I suggest that you do a little bit of research and come back and talk to us about the real specialities, because there's got to be some sort of cuisine, you know, of history of cuisine in Derbyshire.
Well,
you don't look convinced at this.
I'm not, because I have actually done research.
Oh, you have?
Right. I have Googled it.
Fair enough.
And I think half the things on Google were actually just made up, just invented.
Oh, my word.
Because I've never heard of them.
Well,
But Derbyshire is not like where you're from, Somerset, where they have great, great inventions.
We'll talk about that in another time.
Absolutely.
So I just thank you for your insights into Derbyshire cuisine.
Yes, okay. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again on www.eflpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.